fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast.
Today is chocolate milkshake day.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to.
Thank you, Khalees. Yeah.
She actually shared her milkshake recipe yesterday. A lot of ginger, cayenne pepper. No.
It's like an entree, main and dessert, that milkshake, all in one.
Yeah, I don't like it. But we're asking a really important question for Chocolate Milkshake Day. We need your help. 13, 12, 16, get involved. If you put ice cream in a milkshake, does that make it a thick shake?
And I think that's something a lot of cafes just automatically do, don't they, to bulk it out a bit. It's not just milk and some sort of syrup or powder. They do put ice cream in it.
I think
Yeah?
My go-to milkshake when I was a kid was milk, vanilla ice cream, chocolate topping, and Milo. And that would be what I called a milkshake. But now I'm thinking about it, does that make it a thick shake because there's ice cream in it?
I've got to tell you, Tommy, I have never had a milk or thick shake in my life. I did not have a childhood. I was born an adult and thus grew out of milkshakes. No, I've never had one before. I'm not partial to straight milk, as you know. So I will not have a milky beverage. So I cannot help you here. So we definitely need someone's help on 13, 12, 16.
Yeah. I need to sidetrack here for a minute. Can we go somewhere today and you have a milkshake?
No, thank you. No, thank you. Because on National Chocolate Milkshake Day, I do not want to insult the institution that is a milkshake when I don't like it and I spit it all over you.
Yeah, right. Because the most common thick shake that people would have would be at Macca's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that would definitely have some form of ice cream in it, and it would also have milk in it. But then what's the difference between that and a milkshake? I need your help. I would like to think of myself as a milkshake connoisseur. But even this most basic of milkshake questions, I cannot answer. That's why, my brothers and sisters, I implore you to get involved on 13, 12, 16 and help me answer this milkshake question. Today's Chocolate Milkshake Day, and we're asking the most important milkshake-related question. If you put an ice cream in a milkshake, does that make it a thick shake? I don't think it does. I think you're allowed to have a milkshake with a bit of ice cream.
But a thick shake is a milkshake with ice cream.
Yeah.
So what's a thick shake then?
I don't know. I just don't know. Lockie and Namurka, mate, what do you reckon? If you put an ice cream in a milkshake, does that make it a thick shake?
Well, in a sense it probably does, but I think you can mix the day. Like, National Milkshake Day can be National Thick Shake Day. Like, if it's Mother's Day, you celebrate with your grandma as well. Like, it's...
Oh,
my God.
That is... probably the best analogy that has ever been used on this show.
It really is. Lachlan, you're a smart man.
Thank you very much.
Have you thought about this before, Lachlan? You did not just pull that out of the thin air this morning.
I just smashed a night shift, 12 hours night shift, and I was just like, dang.
Lachlan is G'd up. You, mate, you treat yourself. You go down to HJ's or Macca's, you treat yourself to a milk or thick shake, because on today of all days, we will be accepting of all blended milk.
Of all shakes.
Of all shaken milk.
I might have to do that.
Good what a
man.
Legend.
Lachlan, thanks for getting involved. We're going to hook you up with the Dazzler's Car Watch voucher, mate.
Oh, see, that's my second one.
Thanks, Jim.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.